You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Welcome along to the Daily Racing Podcast, brought to you by William Hill. You join us on Sunday's edition of the podcast, where we've got race meetings from Salisbury and Bath domestically, and there's also Irish action as well. We're racing at Cork over in Ireland on Sunday, and there's also a meeting at Downpatrick. So four meetings in total to get stuck into on Racing Radio. Hopefully you can join us for all of the action, and it will be on air, of course, 10 minutes for the first at 2 p.m. on Sunday. Sam Norris here, joined by Paddy Aspel on this edition of the podcast to look ahead to two contests on the day. Paddy, how are you?
Yeah, all good, thanks, Sammy.
Good, good stuff. Looking forward to Royal Ascot, not too far away now, of course.
Yeah, it's come round quick, hasn't it? Really looking forward to it, and going to have some nice ground. We've been having a look at some of the American recruits that came over last week for the meeting, and especially some of the Wesley Ward 2-year-olds, unbelievable. So yeah, really looking forward to it now, and can't wait for the start.
Yeah, it's potentially going to be one of his strongest strings ever that he's brought over to Royal Ascot, and that's saying something. Not only are they absolutely superb on the track, the majority of them, Paddy, but as physical specimens, I mean, some of these two-year-old fillies turn up looking like four-year-old colts. They look like bulls compared to some of the rest of them.
Yeah, yeah, fine specimens, aren't they? I mean, it's funny, actually, because they were speaking about it on TV the other day, and I mean, sometimes they're not actually, maybe ability-wise, the best horses in the race, but it's just their gait speed and their early speed is just so phenomenal that they can have horses on the stretch, and races can get away, and you know, albeit if I know it's difficult for the American jockeys because, you know, they ride on flat tracks all year round, but you know, if they can get the fractions right on the stiffer track like Ascot and just about last home, it gives them a real chance, because I say it's just their sheer strength and their size and gait speed. It's a real advantage early doors, but it's all just about getting the fractions right. But that's something that they specialise in, because they do it on a year round basis clockwise rather than us. But then there is no substitute for, you know, course, having the experience of the course and also riding on undulating tracks and different tracks, and generally I know they do go the opposite way on some tracks, but you know, it's Ascot's a right-handed track, but generally the bulk of the American stuff is all left-handed, isn't it? So
yeah,
it's a test for them, but no, I'm looking forward to it now, I really am.
Gait speed crucial as well. It's an interesting point that you made there. We saw Mendelssohn, of course, rather to his detriment in the Kentucky Derby. I mean, it wasn't all because of that, but the rest of them were just so much quicker out of the boxes than he was, and there were other factors as well, but you could really see the difference there when you've got one sort of UK and Irish horse against a field of American horses. It was really noticeable.
Yeah, it was. Really was noticeable. And like I say, it's all about on the day, but you know, it's a big occasion. It's how they handle it, and you know, it's I suppose Epsom is different because it proves a different test, but it is a real big test. But Ascot in itself is, you'd probably say it's the real cream, isn't it?
And
really looking forward to it, and I hope it arrives with some decent ground on offer.
Yeah, it should be a terrific week or so of racing, of course, for the Royal Meeting. Let's move on to matters a little bit closer at hand now, i.e. Sunday's racing. We've got a race from either side of the Irish Sea to take a look at, beginning with the concluding race at Salisbury, the 5:25. This is a sprint handicap. How do you sort these ones out, Paddy?
Yeah, I've gone for a course regular here in Michael Adwater's Our Lord. He's got the excellent David Egan on board, and he's been holding his form pretty decent all last year, and his reappearance run 46 days ago was pretty good also, Sammy. I mean, he has got a wicked old draw in 9, but Dave Egan, I'm pretty sure this will probably be his last day with his £3 claim is still in place. And one thing I would say about this horse is maybe any showers that they get round about the area wouldn't do him any harm, because he has got form on this sort of ground, but all his wins I'm pretty sure have been on slightly easier ground. But I was really taken with that reappearance run, and there's just one or two tricky customers in here. Open wide at the top has got every chance, but he's hard to win with, and may go down the bottom for Ed Walker. He's only a 3-year-old and only had the 4 starts, but I just thought that the stable is just a little bit quieter than usual just now. So I just think that brings Our Lord a bit more into it. You know, he's 6-year-old, he's battled hard, and you know what you're going to get. And like I said, Dave Egan is easing that 10-stone burden by £3, so I think he's there on a very competitive weight. And in a race where there's doubts about one or two of the opposition, I think he's got a cracking chance if he can get out smart, handle the ground. I think he could go very, very close tomorrow in his, what a nice price to close out the card.
Okay, now that's just loading the final race at Salisbury then, and we get a Cork for our second race preview. This is the feature race of the day there, the Group 3 at Munster Oaks, a race in which Bloomfield and Glamorous Approach renew rivalries, Paddy. Glamorous Approach must be a little bit sick of the side to the backside of Bloomfield, having beaten it in their most recent few meetings.
Yeah, certainly it's come out the worst of the argument here, and obviously they're off levels again tomorrow, and there's no doubt this Bloomfield has really grasped the nettle now about what the job is about, and it's got some course and distance form. It's drawn in 6 tomorrow, but I mean, some fantastic prize money on offer of Cork. So we've got the Cork Derby, which is a premier handicap tomorrow. It's a £50,000 guaranteed. And the Munster Oaks is a £70,000 guaranteed, but this is by far, quality wise, the best race of the day. But Bloomfield, it's filly for William McCreary, who's done very, very well, hasn't been out of the 2 in 4 runs, and hasn't been beaten so far in 2 runs this season. It's got the excellent stable jockey Billy Lee on board, and for me, I think she is the best filly in the race, and I think she's got a very, very good opportunity to get some proper black type here tomorrow.
Good stuff. That's Bloomfield then in the feature race at Cork, then the Munster Oaks, or one of the feature races on the day anyway. Are you out riding on Sunday, Paddy?
I have a couple of rides at Doncaster tomorrow. I'm in the first. It's I have two rides for John Norton. The first horse is an ex-Hamdam inmate from Dermot Wells. I think it was Killarney won round. He only had the 4 runs. Bombed out a bit on his last run, but I have sat on him. Horse, he's a lovely horse. He starts off tomorrow over just a few yards shy of a mile, and he's very, very likeable. He's got his usual hood on, so we'll just see where we're at, because the UK handicapper has given us a little bit of a chance and let us start off 80, so it's just about getting him out and get a look at him and see where we're at. Maybe he needs to come down a few pounds to be competitive, but we'll know a lot more this time tomorrow.
Good stuff. Best of luck with those rides coming up on Sunday, and thank you for your thoughts on the day's racing.
No worries, Sammy.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.